morning, friends. You're very welcome. I'm Adrian Flannelly, and you're listening to Irish Radio, irishradio.com, worldwide, live, and then, of course, later on, it will be archived. Okay, and we're coming from New York City, a different New York City, as I'm sure most places are throughout the world. The streets are empty. Yep. But it's not all bad news. You know, the pigeons are gone. They don't want to have anything to do with this. And Godspeed them. Other than that, now I can say that, yeah, we're all in the same boat. And we're going to be with you for the next couple of hours. And hopefully, considering that most of us have no place to go anyway, you might as well stay where you are, and you'll have a falter. Yeah, a great welcome. Yeah? Yeah. And thank you for joining us. What can we do together, since we have to stay away from one another? Well, we could sing together for openers.
We can talk together. Do you all say hello? We can walk together. There's so far we can go. For too long we've been strangers, not knowing what to say.
Singing the blues, yes, of course.
Crying all night.
Produced by Anya Sheridan, and she says, keep it lively. I am. I'm doing my little best here. Okay. I'm going to slow down a little bit. And Charlie Lansborough in Ireland, a great composer, arranger, musician, and his own composition here. What color is the wind? We have time now to think about these things.
What color is the wind? Is it yellow, red, or blue? When he's playing with my hair, does he do the same to you? When he's dying, does his country say, is a gentle breeze of light to shame? Just like his fantasy, the wind feels blue to me. When the blackbird starts to sing, to the flowers, hear him too. When he's pouring out his heart, tell me, what do roses do? Do they cast their scent upon the air? And this fragrance just a rose in prayer. Thanks to God above for the blackbird's song of love. My daddy says, color is the wind.
Easiest way to reach us, info@irishradio.com. As a matter of fact, drop the info altogether and just make it Aine, A-I-N-E, @irishradio.com. irishradio.com, worldwide. Okay, polka time.
Mr. Larkenny and Razzmatazz Polka.
An Irish duo here called, appropriately enough, Two's Company, the Razzmatazz Polka, the Friendly Show Live from New York City, capital of the world.
Back home again. the news to tell him how you spend your time. What's the latest thing neighbors say? And your mother called last Friday. Sunshine made her cry. You felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, it's good to be back home again yesterday. Sometimes it's so far, feels like a long lost friend. Yes, hey, it's good to be back home again. Oh, time that I can lay this tired old body down. Feel your fingers feathers fall on me. Spending time with you, it's a little thing.
Didn't that sound like John Denver? Yeah. You know why? Because it's John Denver. Okay. It would be nice if you got a chance to finish off the song. But anyway, nothing is perfect. You see, we do very little preparation for this show here. This way there's less chance of something going wrong. And anyway, we are, friends, coming to you from New York City. And yes, we are, you know, doing about as good as anybody else, though. Our numbers here, the numbers of those contracting the coronavirus, is just zooming, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like there's going to be any improvement anytime soon. But having said all of that, seems like everybody is, you know, or most people anyway, are taking this very seriously. And who knew that we would ever see the day when the best way to get along with one another is to stay away from each other. But we'll do the best we can anyway. Okay. Let's go to Offaly. And the Offaly Rover.
A rover I have been, and a rover I will stay. But to that faithful county I will return someday. Oh, Fallia, how I love you, with your heather scent of air. Silently the peaceful Brosna calls her sons from far and near. Oh, Kitty, I long to see when the woodbine's in full bloom. Stroll the fields around Burbank, hear the wild birds in full tune. At Clonmac Noise I see you, on to Banner Herb we stray. With the fishermen we'll drink and hear of the ones that got away.
Yeah, you're right. The singer, Annie Riley.
Though dead or still in exile, are some friends I used to know. Till I must pass Killahy, where great sportsmen are laid low. I crawl and hill, I see you, where in childhood I did play. So if you to you be lovely blue, I must be on my way. I'll round her on the fire, bring the cake from the barn. Let the blacksmith sing his rebel song, and the poacher tell his yarn. Come close, my friends and neighbors, fill your glasses to the brim, and we toast our lofty heroes from the heather, hill, and glen. And we toast our lofty heroes from the heather, hill, and glen.
When you have great artists in Ireland, and God knows there are plenty of them, and you take, for instance, Carl Hessian, and then you see if you can link him up the reason I'm hesitating here for a moment is I had the tune up here, and somehow it disappeared on me, but you listen, this is America, stuff happens. Where was it? That was a great introduction, actually. To a song that I can't find now. But while I'm looking for it, here's another one by Martin Flynn. And, this has a bit of oomph in it.
Speed with faces won from farmstead and from precious cut along the banks of Van. They come with vengeance in their eyes. Too late are they. For young Roddy McCauley goes to die on the bridge of doom today. Proud and young, around the hemp on his neck, the golden ringlets clung. There's never a tear in his clear blue eyes, oh, glad and bright are they. As young Roddy McCauley goes to die on the bridge of doom today. Shining pike in hand, behind him marched in grim array a stalwart earnest band. For Antrim down, for Antrim down, he led them to the fray. As young Roddy McCauley goes to die on the bridge of doomsday. Never a one of all your dead more bravely fell in fray than he who marches to his fate on the bridge of doom today.
Now, as I was saying before, you know, you put a couple of great musicians together, and if one of them happens to be Carl Hessian, who I've already introduced, but you're welcome again, and then you get Joe Durain, and, well, you know, this is not you know, who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder. No, this is pastiche for Galway, if you don't mind. Player, an accordion player, and you're going to chance, and you're going to, you know, play that song. The very first thing that you have to do is clip your nails. And you're on your own after that. I wish I could, you know, be of more help, but that's for openers. That's the way. Yeah. Of course, some tremendous Ireland is known, of course, for poets and writers and musicians. Well, all the arts. And then when you get into a category like the chieftains, chieftains travel the world and indeed have a very particular style of music. And they invited and recorded a great number of artists along the way. For instance, Don Williams, a very prominent country and folk music singer, happened to come across the chieftains. They happened to come across him, but anyway, between them, they came up with this song, "I Can't Stop Loving You."
I can't stop loving you, so I've made up my mind to live in memory of a lonesome time. I can't stop wanting you, it's useless to say. Just live my life in dreams of yesterday, those happy hours that we once knew so long ago still make me blue. They say heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart. I can't stop loving you, it's useless to say, so I'll just live my life from yesterday.
Repertory Theatre here in New York City. The play was written, the musical was written by Frank McCourt, the Irish, and how they got that way. And, you know, it's, well, we could, there are so many songs and tunes that come out. I can tell you that Frank McCourt captured the story of the Irish and Irish America by getting our history in song and in story. And, you know, and fair play to him, that was this. And as, of course, before I even play the song here, I want to let you know a little bit about the Irish Repertory Theatre, like all theatres at the moment. They're closed, and but this is temporary. But when they open, as a matter of fact, when any of us, when we get back to our lives as we knew it, one of the places we put on the list here, this is a good time actually to start making a bucket list. All right. Yeah. Was there ever a time, a better time? Well, I'd say that, you know, the Irish Repertory Theatre, when it gets back up and running, great place to go. But anyway, go back at least 10 years, maybe longer than that, and from the Irish and how they got that way by Frank McCourt, here's an original off-Broadway rendition of The Shores of America. And we'll take both sides of the Atlantic with this one.
So, the men and women that God made mad, paddies, priests, politicians, paupers, prelates, pedagogues, prostitutes, papists, mixed donkeys, harps, caves, narrowbacks, bade farewell to the land of their youth and set off for parts unknown.
They left Ireland by the thousands.
By the tens of thousands. For England.
Scotland. Wales.
Above all, America.
I'm bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the home that I love so well. And the mountains so grand round my own native land. I'm bidding them all farewell.
And then you get to the stage in your life when you get older. I feel I'm getting older. And anybody who's getting older, here's a couple of signs of old age. If any of these apply to any of you, you could be on the way out. You're on the slippery slope. You know you're getting old when you bend down to tie your lace and you wonder, is there something else I should be doing when I'm down this path? So you're thinking two jobs at the one time. Should I pull up me socks or whatever? It's the lazy man's load, they call it. Another way you know you're getting old, when your family talk about you in front of you. And then you learn the difference between a house and a home. It's the truth. A home is where they'll put you when they get you out of the house. It's true. Staring us in the face. My eldest daughter came to me recently and she wanted to borrow against the will. And then she tried to convince me it was a short-term loan. You know you're getting old when you look at Crime Watch instead of Baywatch. That means you're on the slippery slope. Have I applied that to anybody here yet? Am I getting close? You know you're getting old when you wake up in the morning and your toes outnumber your teeth. Well, you know you're in trouble. You know you're getting old when yourself and your teeth don't sleep together anymore. I think I'm getting close now. I'm hitting home. When you wake up in the morning and that smile at your bedside is not the person with whom you went to bed. It's your teeth in a jam jar.
You Jack was a sailor and he walked up to town. She was a damsel, she skipped up and down. And she says to Jack, as she passed him by, would you care for the purchase some old bungo rye? Ready, rye. Fuzz a diddle die, ruddy, rye, ruddy, rye. Says Jack to himself, no, what can this be? But the finest of whiskey from far Germany. Another rusty in a basket, then sold on the sly. And the name that it goes by is Old Bungo Rye. Ruddy rye, for the diddle die, ruddy rye, ruddy rye. Jack gave her a pound, for he thought nothing strange. Was a basket young man, a man for your change. Jack peeked in the basket, and a child needed fun. When he danced, did he cry? We're going to ride, ruddy rye.
Brother. don't you know? I'll welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose the lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh,
talking about the success of the Chieftains and, of course, so many other Irish groups. Irish American, mind you, holding its own. We've had so many great entertainers, musicians, dancers on our own side of the Atlantic. And a great success story, of course, is the group Cherish the Ladies. The leader is Joni Madden. And now here's a combo for you. Joni Madden is going to play a little bit of background cure music as Liam Clancy tells us all about Mary Hines.
That Sunday on my oath, the rain was a heavy overcoat on a poor horse. And when the rain began in fleeces of water to buck leap like a goat, I was only a walking pennant reaching Kiltart. And there, so suddenly, that my cold spine broke out on the arch of my back in a rainbow, this woman surged out of the day with so much sunlight that I was nailed there like a scarecrow. But I found my tongue and the breath to balance it, and said, if I bow to you with this hump of rain, I'll fall on my collarbone. But look, I chance it. And after falling, bow again. She laughed. Ah, she was gracious. And softly she said to me, for all your lovely talking, I go marketing with an axe. I'm no hill queen, alas, nor Ireland that grass widow, sorry on, sweet raftery, or you'll keep me late for mass. When we left the dark evening at last, outside her door she lighted a lamp. Though a gaming company could have sighted each trump by the light of her unshawled pole, and indeed she welcomed me with a big quart bottle, and I mooned there over glasses until she took that bird, the phoenix, from the spit. And raftery, she said, the feast is no bad dowry. Sit down now and taste it. Well, if I praised Ballylee before, 'twas only for the mountains, where I broke horses and ran wild. And not for its seven crooked, smoky houses, where seven crones are tied all day to the listening top of a half door, and nothing to be heard or seen but the drowsy dropping of water and a gander on the green. But, boy, I was blind as a kitten till last Sunday. This town is Earth's very navel. Seven palaces are thatched there of a Monday, and oh, the seven queens whose pale, proud faces with our seven glimmering sisters, the Pleiades, like the evening where they stroll, and one can find the well by their wet footprints and make one's soul. Or Mary Hines, rising, gathers up there her ripening body from all the love stories, and rinsing herself at morning, shakes her hair and stirs the old gay books in life. I'll wager, now that my song is ended, Loughrea, that old dead city where the weavers have pined at the mouldering loom since Helen broke the thread, will be piled again with silver fleeces. Oh, the new coats and the big horses, the raving and the ribbons and Ballylee and hubbub and uproar. And may Raftery be dead if he's not there to ruffle it on his own mare, Shank's mare, that never needs a spur. But ah, sweet light, for your face coins my heart's very metal. Isn't it folly without pardon that Raftery goes singing so that men east and west come spying on your vegetable garden? We could be so quiet in your chimney corner, but how could a poet hold you any more than the sun burning in the big, bright, hazy heart of harvest could be tied in a hymn. Bless your poet, then, and let him go. He'll never stack a haggard with his breath. His thatch of words will not keep rain or snow out of the house, nor keep back the death. But Rothery rising, curse us as he sees us stir the fire and wash them, that he was bred a poet, whose selfish trade it is to keep no beauty to himself.
Lovely. Liam Clancy there. Joni Madden. Cherish the ladies. Bagatelle. Liam Riley. Can't get you out of my mind. I think all of us would have experienced, you know, somewhere along the line that there's a nice sing-song going somewhere and everybody's having a great time and everybody's doing their level best, to, even if they're faking the lyrics just to sing along. However, I can tell you, that doesn't always work. There's generally, or there could be once in a while anyway, a singer who has obviously rehearsed a song, and maybe not intentionally, but you can be sure that if they start singing this song here, everybody else have to shut up and keep quiet. Such a song is coming up now, and we really had to dig deep to find this one here. It's called One Alone, and chances are you never heard it, or maybe you won't want to hear it after this. But if you're going to sing this song, then you should leave it to somebody who knows how to sing it, like Joe McPartland. One Alone Now, from Sweet Mystery of Life.
Lonely as a desert breeze, I may wander where I please, yet I keep on longing just to rest a while. Where a sweetheart's tender eye takes the place of sand and sky, all the world forgotten in one woman's smile. One alone will be my own. I alone can know her caresses. One to be worshiping soul possesses. At her call, I give my all my life and all my love and glory. This would be a magic world for me if she were mine.
So let's get over to Ireland and find out how things are in Lochamara and in Roundwood County, Wicklow. Hello there, Kevin O'Connor.
Yes, Adrian. We are waking up to a different world this morning. We were in lockdown for 2 weeks to save lives as the virus deaths doubled yesterday. Breakthrough in talks to form new government. Ireland will emerge better from crisis, says the president. And 90 Irish doctors returned from Australia and Canada to fight the virus. These were a short selection of some of the top stories. Ireland in lockdown for 2 weeks to save lives. In a mandatory order from the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar delivered at midnight last night, Irish people have been ordered to remain at home for 2 weeks to help save lives. To boost the fight against coronavirus, the teacher's order has been implemented to stop our hospitals and intensive care areas being overcrowded. The only exceptions are, one, traveling to work, two, shopping for food, three, seeking medical advice or visiting a chemist, and four, we are allowed to take brief exercise from our home every day. The Taoiseach's draconian restrictions are supported by the Gardaí, who will ensure that the order is implemented every day. The death toll from the coronavirus doubled yesterday in a single day, claiming 10 more lives, as the number of people being infected also rose by record levels. And in a worrying sign of the deepening impact of the virus, the fatalities announced yesterday involved older people in nursing homes and in hospitals. The fatalities pushed to 19 the number of people who have died from the virus here, but it also included some health workers, and that's certainly worrying. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have reported a breakthrough in talks on a new government, with both sides expecting negotiations on a new administration to accelerate in the coming weeks. In an agreed statement issued by both parties, they said they had a productive meeting and agreed the need to form a strong, stable government that will help Ireland recover post-COVID-19. They are working to develop a program for government that provides stability and majority support in the Dáil. And this is the first mention of a program for government, the key agreed document that would underpin any new administration after weeks of talks, and was regarded by both sides as a breakthrough, according to sources. But if they succeed in their talks, they will still be short of at least 10 TDs to form a stable government. So they'll be looking for independents, or the Greens, or the Social Democrats Party. Ireland may emerge much better from the coronavirus crisis due to a resurgence in ethical thinking, according to President Michael D. Higgins, suggesting everything will change regarding the connection between the economy and the society. He says how we define the word security would be transformed by the pandemic. It will come out of what would come out of this, having rediscovered instincts of empathy and caring that we may have neglected in favor of more aggressive instincts of individualism of an extreme kind, says the president. And let's hope he's right there. One, on a lighter note, the worldwide successful comedy series Mrs. Brown's Boys could have been a winner in the U.S., but Dublin star Brendan O'Carroll has turned down the offer. Brendan O'Carroll has explained why he turned down a multi-million dollar U.S. TV deal because of his grandchildren. And the Mrs. Brown's Boys star said he was offered $100 million to make a series for American television. And they made me a lucrative offer, he said, but I have a life. So the answer was no. They were looking for 24 episodes a year. They have to be written as well as recorded. So you've got 40 weeks' work. It was a lovely offer, he said, but it's not all about the money. O'Carroll said that family was more important. I have 6 grandsons. I'm not missing the chance to see them growing up. I've got fabulous kids. I want to be part of their adulthood. And I've got a wonderful wife who plays golf with me in Florida every day. I would have to miss all of that. The only thing the success of the show can buy in us is time, he said. And I am not going to give that up to anybody. Brendan O'Carroll's show, of course, is a worldwide success in Australia, throughout Europe, Britain in particular, and in Ireland. And he writes it all himself. Brendan from Finglas in Dublin, left school at 14, but he's a walking genius and writes all the scripts himself. Finally, 80 doctors from Australia and 10 from Canada answered the Irish call and returned to Dublin on Thursday. For 2 weeks, they'll self-isolate, and after that, they'll be able to return to the health system here, said one of the doctors. We're delighted to return and play our part in dealing with the virus. This is a message of hope, and it certainly is. Kevin O'Connor, in Roundwood, lovely day here. Stay healthy. Shalom.
Kevin, this is a nice kettle of fish we find ourselves in on both sides of the Atlantic, but this will be a good time, of course, for a little bit of hope. And I think Ireland's president, Michael D. Higgins, he kind of had it all in a capsule there in telling us and predicting that maybe we'll come out a better people after this passes through. There isn't much to say other than this is a different America and a different Ireland, and it looks like might last that way. I just want to ask you on the lockdown. Did that come as a surprise to most
people? Oh yes, it did. Yeah, a midnight order from the Taoiseach. With the Gardaí making sure that it's implemented. So everybody has to stay at home unless they have a particular reason to go out. Could be shopping, could be good. They would had to go to work, fine. They could be looking to see their doctor, that's another reason. And we're also entitled to go out every day and seek exercise. So it's all going to be policed and fine. It's only for 2 weeks. And if it helps to save lives, what should be the problem?
Yep. Same here. This is hardly a time, actually, to get into anything heavy, but the government at this stage, so Ireland at the moment is... I wouldn't say without a government. The government as it is continues.
In other words, we have a government until the next government is elected.
Yeah.
So Leo Varadkar is still Taoiseach, and all the ministers are in situ. So we still have a government, and there's still a formidable government, as they showed last night by bringing in this draconian restrictions. But we come out much, much better after this is implemented, and after the Irish people will follow this. Be no problem at all in following it.
Yeah. And how close would you say they are, the government is now to establishing the new government, as it were?
Well, they're probably a few weeks away. I mean, they had to They'll have to police this now for the next 2 weeks, so there'll be no actual decisions made for a new government. But they have a problem in the Senate as well. There has supposed to be a new Senate, and they may have difficulty passing laws because we have no effective Senate since this weekend. Senate is always elected after the government, but it hasn't been elected yet. So that's a little problem for the government implementing new laws. But let's get over this particular one first.
Yep. You're absolutely right on that one. However, if the current government, in re-establishing the government, as you mentioned there, 10 votes short, 10 which can come from anywhere. Let's just assume that that 10 independents or the Green Party or or any of the others, or a combination, the Greens. Let's assume that they agree to come on board. Is that it?
That's it. Yeah, but Greens are saying we want a national government at the moment. We're not interested in going in with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. That's what they're saying at the moment. But then there are 6 Social Democrats. And as a whole, they're up to 19 independents. So all the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, all they need is another 10 deputies to form a stable government. But the talks will still continue. But this new draconian restrictions implemented by the Taoiseach, that's going to occupy our minds for the next 2 weeks. We won't be leaving our homes, except in extraordinary situations.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same here. And okay,
yeah.
Final question. What we just, as you probably know by now, we got a generous enough stimulus package to keep us going. And what about Ireland now? What about those who are unemployed, those who...
No talk about that yet. I mean, they did come out with figures during the week that if this continues, there'll be unemployment of up to 18%, and our economy will be restricted by up to 7%. Now, we have a very, very strong economy, growth of 5%, for the last few years, so Europe will be involved in the stimulus package. There's no doubt about that. But we haven't concentrated on that. We just concentrated on staying alive.
Yeah. Okay. So be it. And okay. God bless us all, Kevin O'Connor, from Roundwood County, Wicklow, in Ireland. Thank you, Kevin.
Sean, and stay healthy.
And you too, and Ireland as well.
Yeah.
And friends, they're from Ireland Live, Kevin O'Connor, with the news, and as it is. And friends, we had a great, memorable moment. It was actually a memorable half an hour yesterday, as President Trump, in the Oval Office, signed the $2 trillion stimulus package, and we know that a great number of fans of the president and the 12 apostles there is Jeff Cleary, who's up in Waterford, New York, and he sent us a note to make sure that we indeed that we mentioned this occasion. There were a couple of observations actually on that. Normally and traditionally, when there is a signing of an historic bill or a document, the president has in front of him, you know, whatever number of people in his group, and God knows his disciples were glued together yesterday. And when he's signing his name, he is really supposed to pick up a pen and spell out his name, use all 12 pens, and then as a memento of this auspicious occasion, hand the pens to the assemblage. And even in the absence of any Democrats yesterday, our president used his own pen. He signed the document and then put the pen back in his pocket. However, there was a little cardboard box there with a dozen pens in it, and he picked them up one by one and said, "Hey, you want one? You want?" Anyway, no. It was a great bill, and there was a little mention, but I would like to point out also that this bill and the stimulus package was actually hammered out by Congress and the Senate. The U.S. Congress and the Senate had to indeed agree. No room, you know, for any dissenters. And they did that. And it was, it was a great occasion. And, again, Jeff Cleary, assures us that of the $2 trillion package here, that at least some of us will, you know, benefit when it dribbles down. And that remains to be seen. Okay, a song to mark the occasion.
To develop a program for government that provides stability and
it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I used to have me a girlfriend, but I guess that she couldn't compete. Well, all of them love-starved women who keep clamoring around at my feet. Well, I could probably find me another, but I guess they're all in all of me. Who cares? I'll never get lonesome, 'cause I treasure my own company. Whoa, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be one hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I guess you could say I'm a loner, a cowboy outlaw, tough and proud. I could have a lot of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical,
Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I feel out my skin tight blue jeans. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be one hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when I'm doing the best that I can.
Yeah, okay. The Clearys there, Jeff and Michelle, and of course Dylan. Okay. All right, and friends, you are listening to Irish Radio, Irish Radio Network, USA. This is the Flannelly Show, and we are going to be with you for the next hour or so, give or take. Easiest way to reach us, info@irishradio.com, or Aine, A-I-N-E, @irishradio.com. Okay. Here's a lovely sing-along song now, and don't worry about the lyrics, they'll come to you.
We got married last Friday. The priest, he said it was our day. When the crowd had gone home, we were alone, side by side. So we shouted for bed then, but I nearly dropped dead when her teeth and her hair she placed on the chair, side by side. One arm, one leg, one half of her head, one little glass eye so small, one bottle, one breast, she placed the rest, and then said, take my arm. Me and the wife, we are parted, in truth, we never got started, cause I slept on the chair, there was more of her there, side by side. Oh, I slept on the chair, there was more of her there, side by side.
The group there, natural gas, side by side.
It's a beautiful place. Maybe you know them already.
Junior,
this is a place
Riley
called Harper Valley, and they're known as a bunch of hypocrites. Drinking and when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. Play like that. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say.
Okay, talk about screwing up here. I'd when I was talking about the Clearys up there, I Jeff and Michelle, and for some reason, you know, I got distracted here, primarily because Anya brought me a cup of tea and she didn't. Everything changed around here, but the son, you know, the prince's name is Nolan David, not Dylan. Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay. Van Morrison. Okay, it's time for Van, indeed, Van the Man, to come out and sing a song for us. And he's bringing the daughter Shauna with them. And, okay. And the song, You Don't Know Me. Friends, you're listening to The Flannelly Show. We're coming from New York City. Irish Radio Network USA and irishradio.com worldwide. Are you ready, Ben?
You give your hand to me, and there you say hello. You give your hand to me.
some of us would know what it's like, especially if you're a musician and you're getting ready for a gig, and all of a sudden, you know, your instrument, well, it's banjaxed. Well, here's a story, it might be, for musicians indeed who had that happen to them, including myself. Here's a story, and it's by the Brawleys, and it's called The Fiddler.
A fiddler of renown was invited to a fiddler's night beyond in Draper's town. He shaved and dressed that evening and was stepping out the door when he tripped and dropped his fiddle and smashed it on the floor. His heart stood still, his face turned white, his head was in a spin, for he would go nowhere tonight without a violin. What can I do, he said at last, as he viewed the sad remains, unless I go to Scrooge now and borrow many chains. He threw his legs across the bike and headed up the lane, but as he went he was less content about asking Mary Jane. If I thought she wouldn't help me out, I would just as soon not go. Ah, but when she hears what happened to me, I'm sure she'll not say no. My father always said that the trees weren't too free, and I'm damned if I give that bitch the chance of saying no to me. I don't know who they think they are, but I could let them know they hadn't the nails to scratch themselves not very long ago. They say that muck flies very high when you hit it with a stick, and upstarts like the trees are enough to make you sick. But they'll not make a fool of me, and if Mary Jane is in, I'll tell her very straight where she can put her violin. Mary Jane came to the door with a smile upon her face, for Captain Jane was always welcome round the Squeeze place.
Good evening, Patrick Jane.
Is she?
Are you coming in the way?
You can go to hell, says Patrick James, the Sweeney dropped his smile. I'll not be in your door again, he roared and turned to go. I knew damned well before I asked that the answer would be no. Take that heap of woodworm you have hanging on your wall, and where the monkey stuff that's not, you can stick it bow and all.
There you go. Peace and goodwill to all. Yeah. All right. On the road to Malin Moor. Yes. Well, there's a road, and it's to Malin Moor. And if I can get it back here now. You know, I was doing all right. I came to a T-cross there, and I must have taken the wrong turn. Okay. Well, in the meantime, everybody's talking. Keep talking.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare in, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining, pouring rain, oh, and where the weather suits my clothes, back and over the northeast wind, and I'm sailing on summer breeze. like a snow.
Look out, I'm on the move again. Everybody, will you
take her back to Dublin. And this, of course, was in the 50s, say, early 50s into the, well, right into the 60s. There were a number of great venues in Dublin, obviously. You had the theatres, but you also had great venues for dancing, and some of it was, you know, like society dancing for the upper class, and then, of course, there were places like we wouldn't have associated, say, the Gresham Hotel on O'Connell Street in Dublin as being a venue for ballroom dancing, but indeed it was. There were other places as well, like the Palm Court Ballroom, and, Jack and Wanda O'Reilly have filled us in on some of this information, so if it's not exactly correct, you know where to direct your complaints. Anyway, Earl Gill was a band leader, and he had actually played with some of the great bands that were now coming into into vogue, and it was actually the precursor to the show band era. There he played with some great band leaders like Dermot O'Brien and so many others. Earl Gill was actually, again, he ran a recording studio. He made a lot of, he gathered a lot of the arrangements for visiting artists to Ireland, like Frankie Lane and Bill Haley and, of course, Johnny Ray. Earl Gill he came from a very musical family. His father was a concert pianist of great renown. His mother was a cello player. And his goal in life was to be a piano player. But at age 12, he had an unfortunate accident, and he lost two fingers in this accident. But, okay, he got up, dusted himself off, and took up the trumpet. And he became, again, a great a band leader and trumpet player with his own style. And, yes, he recorded and played some Irish music, but then he tackled tunes like we're about to hear now. And this is a medley from South Pacific. And we give you the, again, this unique and wonderful version of this medley of songs from Ireland's Earl Gill. Yeah, we're listening to the music of Earl Hill. And between 1955 and 1966, he actually had 14 top singles on the British and Irish charts. With three fingers, oh my God, yeah. Hugo Duncan, what do you have for us?
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? I was about cooking something up with me. Hey, hey, sweet baby. Don't you think maybe you could find a brand new recipe? I've got a hot rod forward and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. Candy shop, brand of dancing free. If you want to have fun, come along with me. Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? I'm about cooking something up with me.
Right across the island of Ireland, even in times not quite as bad as we're experiencing here now, but at times, when times were bad, you know, you could always rely on, you know, on maybe just stumbling into just about any place in Ireland and into a pub. And if, I tell you, if they had a piano, well, chances are that you would get, if not a professional piano player, there was always, you know, a chance that somebody might come in and sit down and play the piano, or, you know, you never know. Like, wait a minute, I think there could be somebody now walking towards a pub in Dublin, and hopefully there'll be a piano. Let me see. Let's hear. Yeah. Okay. You can hear the footsteps. Take your time now. Don't worry. I think, oh, this is Chris Meehan. Ah. All right, Quinn. Ah, yeah, on the piano.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, I don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby.
Looking at the four walls, hoping this will pass through. And it will. And so, from Áine Sheridan, the executive producer of all programming on Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com. And myself, Adrian Flannery. Anytime, anywhere. See, our programs are archived. Log on to irishradio.com. So long, and God bless. And we leave you here with Chris Meehan and fellow musicians. I will see you girls get in there too. Yeah, sing along. Yeah.
Thank you.